I hope we can make history in other ways in bringing peace to the world, but we're actually almost at six because when our Jordanian colleague is replaced, it's going to be with women. So I think statistically, there are 15 members of the Security Council, so given that women represent half the population of the world, we should be at 7.5. There should be a half of a woman and one more there. But I think it's a sign, certainly, of where women are going in societies around the world. And it's a mix of developing countries and developed countries. So I think it's a good indicator of progress and a good indicator of what's left to be done.
Do you find that there's any difference in terms of cooperation on the council, given that there are more women now?
Well, I was just sitting next to my Argentine colleague, and she has just had a granddaughter, and she showed me the photo, and I erupted in the middle of a briefing on South Sudan with delight. I haven't seen that happen too often among my male colleagues who care equally, I'm sure, about their grandchildren. But it's a little more of a sisterhood, and someone was joking that the women members of the council might be a little more inclined to take notes on what other colleagues are saying, men or women alike. I don't know if that's true. But in terms of our respective policy positions, we're there on the council representing our governments, representing our national interests, representing universal values. And I think you see a lot of different correlations and a lot of different configurations. You don't see the women all voting in one direction and the men in another direction. That would be crazy. And you do see women like me pushing for inclusion of women in peace processes around the world. But that's not because I'm a woman, that's because the United States recognizes that when women are involved in peace processes, they're more likely to be durable, more likely to actually bring peace to societies over time, like studies have shown that. So I'd be careful about too many correlations between being a woman and what you stand for. One of the great champions of leadership by the Security Council on sexual violence against women is a man, Mark Lyle Grant. So I think people bring into the room their personal values and commitments, their national values and commitments, and occasionally you see overlap, but there's nothing predictive about being a woman or a man on policy grounds.
That's great. I don't know if you have any other stories.
No. Maybe I'll tell the story about Madeleine Albright. When I first was informed that I was going to be named by the president to be ambassador to the United Nations, I was thrilled. One of the first people I called was Madeleine Albright. And I asked her for advice about what she did when she got up here and what she would recommend I do. And she said that when she got in the job, one of the first things she did was convene all the women ambassadors in the United Nations and created a group out of it that met regularly throughout her time here back from 1993 to, 1997, I guess. And at that time, the group was the G7. There were just seven women ambassadors in the whole United Nations out of 180-something countries. Now there are 193 countries in the UN, and we're up to 31. So we have a group called the G31, and we have dinner together and coffee together, and we brainstorm together to see if there are things that we can do as a group within the United Nations. Again, when we've fully arrived, when women are truly empowered and equal, that number will be up about around 97, so we're a long way to go. But even just since Secretary Albright was here, it shows you the inroads that we've made, at least in a modest way.